Welcome to the HIMSS Physician eMentor podcast series. I'm your host, Ben Garrett. Today, our guest is Dr. Lynn Witherspoon, MD, who is the System Vice President and Chief Medical Information Officer for the Ochsner Health System based in New Orleans. Dr. Witherspoon has more than 40 years of experience as a physician with a strong background in diagnostic imaging as a nuclear medicine specialist. Dr. Witherspoon has been using his insights as a clinician to help in the effort to optimize healthcare for the residents of post-Katrina New Orleans. As his organization grew after the hurricane, Dr. Witherspoon took a strong leadership role in helping to connect physicians to other physicians, to Ochsner hospital facilities, and to their patients across the still shaky metropolitan area, creating a virtual regional health information organization, or RHIO. Not only has he led the shift towards a comprehensive picture archiving and communication system, or PACS, he has also led the evolution of the organization's overall EMR and clinical information system during a time of great change and uncertainty. Dr. Witherspoon, thanks for joining us today. Let's take a look back at your career to put where you are now in perspective. What was your first job, and how did it influence what you're doing now?
My first jobs really were in laboratories when I was in high school and again in college, and that predates computer times, but one of the projects that I did had to do with the calculation of bond energies and bond angles of organic compounds, and I was fortunate enough to be at a university that had what passed in those days as a supercomputer, and went through the 80-column punch card routine and spent a lot of time understanding a little bit about how computers worked even in that early environment. Decided to go to medical school. In the aftermath of that, as I was thinking about further training, found myself at Duke and just almost on a whim took several computer science classes and did a little bit of programming. So when I arrived at Ochsner, it was to create an endocrinology laboratory and to evolve the then young specialty of nuclear medicine, known fondly as unclear medicine, and required computers to make much sense out of the patterns of radioactive display that we were seeing. Bought a computer. It was a DEC PDP-11 mini computer. In those days, did a lot of programming and built software platforms that supported both what I was doing in the laboratory, measuring minute quantities of biologically active stuff, as well as what I was doing in the nuclear medicine laboratory, where we were injecting patients with radioactive tracers and then understanding something about the biology, physiology, pathophysiology of those pattern distributions. So I suppose the sort of takeaway from this is young folks should take opportunities to innovate. Today, everybody's got a smartphone or a smartwatch or handheld device or tablet, computers, whatever. And beyond just the apps that you can download, think sort of innovatively about how you could more creatively interact with your environment. And certainly for young physicians, opportunities abound to be creative in terms of things you can do that make it a little bit easier to maneuver around in your practice. So my early origins predated a lot of the tools that people have today in their first jobs, but I think conceptually similar opportunities would exist.
Dr. Witherspoon, are there guidelines to follow in a physician's career to transition to both informatics and a leadership position in informatics?
Yeah, you know, those two things are sort of parallel courses, I think, in many ways. And again, my career kind of preceded the notion that one would get a master's degree in public health or computer science or something along the way to help with leadership, or today to think about the 10x10 courses that AMIA offers, or even informatics courses at some of the universities that offer those opportunities. And today, you know, there's a board certification in informatics. But I think what I would say is that short of deliberate career choices that would lead you to take business classes and or leadership classes and or informatics classes, look for opportunities to get involved. Within your department, there may be leadership potential. Certainly, there is today likely to be a CMIO and an informatics group. Volunteer to be part of that informatics group. Learn what you can from those colleagues, what some of the informatics challenges would be at your particular environment and be involved. If you like what you see, then consider perhaps a more formal approach. As far as leadership is concerned, in my environment, we've been very deliberate about creating both internal and external leadership curricula that we invite younger physicians who are interested in leadership roles to join. So if you're going to be a department manager, department head at our place, whereas once upon a time that meant, you know, sort of the consummate practicing physician, best in your specialty, today that really means understanding the precepts and concepts of leadership and management and requires formal training, just as your medical career requires formal training and certification and so on.
Dr. Witherspoon, do physicians in leadership positions such as CMIOs need training beyond their medical backgrounds, such as business, communications, IT, or other areas?
If you think that you're really truly interested in aspiring to a leadership role within IT, informatics, or even within the corporate structure, the CIO role is, you know, sort of a very different kind of a role, but there are today physicians who very ably fulfill that role. I would suggest some formal training. There once was a short course at Stanford that I was fond of sending some of my informatics docs off to for between 2 and 6 weeks. And, you know, with that kind of formal exposure, I mentioned the AMIA 10x10. That's pretty readily available. You can do that online and get a better sense of whether that's really for you or not. And then pursuing some formal education. I think today, leadership roles really pretty much require an MBA of some variety. And to be the CIO really involves, a series of steps increasing in responsibility within the realm of the IT side. Not normally the sort of exposures that physicians get, but what happens is that folks who come up on through the informatics side become the CMIO, demonstrate a lot of skill, talent, and knowledge around the way that IT functions or not may segue over into the CIO role pretty successfully. I would also say that in that context, the success of a CIO is pretty much like the success of any good leader. Find strong folk who complement the skills that you have and embrace them and bring them into the fold. So remember that you're not trained as a technologist and you're going to need somebody who really understands infrastructure. You got to know enough to make the right calls, but you need lots of good folk to surround and to augment the skills that you yourself are going to bring to that role. The real strong suit in healthcare that the physician brings is you know what doctors do, you know what doctors need, you know how they think, you know what the challenges are. You will certainly have worked in this day and time with an EMR. You probably have lots and lots of frustrations around how that either helps or hinders your daily activities. And those are the knowledge strengths that somebody who's trained just on the administrative and the technical side really doesn't have. A lot of times a dyad relationship, the CMIO, the CIO, is a stronger pair than just one or the other alone trying to lead IT.
Dr. Witherspoon, what recommendations would you offer to physicians who want to learn more about informatics?
Chances are pretty good if you're at a significantly complex medical center that there will be a CMIO in that environment. And I would go seek that person out and find out what the informatics infrastructure looks like there. Chances are there's going to be a physician informatics group, or there might be a physician advisory committee. You may be fortunate enough to latch into nursing informatics along the way as well. Get involved. Volunteer. Raise your hand. Say, gee, I'd really like to spend some time doing this. And again, give yourself an opportunity to understand if that's something that you really resonate with, that will get your juices flowing, and that you'd really like to spend more time doing.
Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Witherspoon. I know all of our listeners really appreciate your insights into the physician informatics area. If you'd like to learn more about physician informatics and the HIMSS Physician E-Mentor Program, look on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org. It's brought to you from HIMSS Professional Development Career Services. To find it, click on Professional Development and then click on Career Services. Thanks for joining us today.